This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Salt and Light. It is 2 minutes past 12 on Tuesday. Terrific, triumphant Tuesday. And we are excited, as always, to be in studio, declaring the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bragging about Jesus. Our God that is all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And so we are excited to serve the Lord. We are excited to talk about Him, to brag about Him. I trust that you are having a wonderful day. The sun is out, and it's triumphant Tuesday.
Terrific.
Good afternoon, Apostle Brian.
Good afternoon, everybody. Greetings in the glorious name of Jesus. Wees gegroet in die oorwinningsnaam van onze Here Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hy is waardig. Amen. Om geprijsd te worden, daar is niemand zoals hij. There is no one like Christ. And yes, it is thriving Tuesday, terrific Tuesday. Amen, hallelujah, praise be to God. We are alive. We want to declare that Jesus is alive to the
Amen.
Glory of God. And what a great honor and a privilege it is for us to greet you in that glorious, wonderful name. You are tuned in at Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Kaapse Kansel. Amen, hallelujah. The best blessed station in South Africa.
For the nation.
Where hallelujah. We preach Christ. Amen. Him lifted up. Amen. The Bible says, if the name of Jesus be lifted up, he will draw all men to himself.
And I'm sitting
here in studio with an overcomer. Amen. We are more than overcomers. Amen. Praise be to God. So we're going to talk a little bit about cancer awareness. We've got a guest by the name of Michael Wing. And we're going to talk about cancer awareness, cancer. We know that a lot of people, you know, is dying of cancer or has died. My late mother-in-law, she was also one that died of cancer, you know. But we believe God, hy is nog altyd dieselfde Jesus wat genees. I always say it in this way, you know, the doctors can help us. Amen. The doctors can give medication and prescribe this, but hallelujah. Jesus is the healer. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we put our trust in Him. So please don't go away, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited for this guest. He hails all the way from the United States of Kraaifontein. Praise be to God. We're going to interview him, and he's got a lot to say. But praise be to God. Stay on the dial. We're going to go into a song break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk, and we're going to just tackle this thing head on. Amen, hallelujah, praise be to God.
And we will introduce the man of God
when
we come back. So don't go anywhere. We're going to listen to a song that is called Never Walk Alone.
Mm.
Uncle Mike, don't walk alone.
Uncle Mike is a looper. Yeah, but we never walk alone.
Amen. And it's sung by Hope Dost. Enjoy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Uplifting talk, hopeful tunes, and you. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
And say, Michael, to loop, what did for you inspire om te loop? What did inspire? How did you come about that? Because, like, I know that some people that have, wat mense wat gediagnoseer met kanker, you know, as ambusus, hulle vat dit as it's a death sentence, you know, they know kanker, and you know, mense voel dat dit is nou die laaste, dit is nou die einde. Maar in u geval het u besluit u gaan nou loop, en wat behels dit?
Na die tweede keer wat ek terug beweeg na Karel Bremer Hospitaal toe die dokter met die colon surgery,
het
die dokter vir my gesê dat hy sien deur my geskiedenis op die komper dat ek het prostaatkanker ook, en hy sê dat hy weet ek is 'n sterk persoon, so hy kan vir my meedeel dat wat hy nou sien op die komper, is my colon wat siek is. Hy het gesê, daar moet aksie geneem word om die colon een bykie te behandelen.
Okay.
En met daar die nuus, as ek ook weer terug huis toe, en ek het gelee en dink, En as ek terugkyk na my vriende, hoeveel vriende, familielede het ek verloor in kanker.
Okay.
En ek het vir myself gesê, ek kan nie gaan lê nie. Want ek het by van my vriende en families beddens, siekbeddens gestaan en gesien wat kanker in mense maak. Hy maak jou van, soos ons sê, plat sê, hy maak jou van plak af.
Mm-hmm.
Jy het die hoop nie. En dit is die rede waar ek my NPO gemaak het, Walk a Ride,
Walk a
Cancer Foundation. Maar ek het gevoel, in hierdie nieuwe jaar het ek gevoel om die cancer uit te skakel. Want het is niet zo zeer kanker wat ik die loopjes doe naar die mensen of kinders doen. Nie. Dat is alle omstandigheden.
Mm-hmm.
Of je nou depressief is, depressie het, of andere rare ziektes. Dan pak ik dat aan als mensen mij nader om voor zo'n persoon wat die loop het, te gaan bemoedigen.
Wauw. En zeg me, Uncle Michael, so as die loop, you know, so jy gaan na verskillende mense, maar ek moet nogal konsentreer op mense wat aan kanker ly en so as jy nou by hulle kom, wat is die plan van aksie as jy nou by 'n pasiënt kom of by iemand kom, you know, what do you do?
Pastor, wat ek ook wil sê is dat ons sien hierdie goedes op sosiale netwerke en maar soos ek ook van die mense gesê het, as jy persoonlik fisies by die persoon kom, dan sien jy 'n heel ander prentjie.
Mm-hmm.
En dit is hartseer, is tragies, om te sien dat die persoon wat jy geken het was, en wat jy nou sien, is nie meer dieselfde nie. En wat ek ook moet doen in hierdie, in so steeds is, dat ek moet die persoon, wat siek is, vir hom moet ek hoop gee. Ek kan ook nie daar gaan stagneer en
ja.
Myself, my kop in die dop intrek soos 'n skilpad nie.
Mm-hmm.
Ek moet daar die persoon moet ek oplig. En vir die meeste gevalle wat ek mense toe wat stervend was, vriende van my wat stervend was, ek het vir hulle hoop gegee. En ek het vir die mense daar ook om my gesê dat ek doen nie wonderwerke nie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maar ek weet daar gebeur iets. En ons glo in die dinge wat ons nie sien nie.
Ja, yes.
Dit is wat ek vir die mense net kan bemoedig. En jy kan sien, ons weet, vir sommige gevalle was daar, er is al goeie resultate. En sommige gevalle het die persoon nie gemaak nie. Maar net nogtans, dat ek my best gedoen het,
mm-hmm.
om by daar die persoon uit te kom, was vir my a blessing, al was het daadseer gewees.
Sure.
En dan kom Mike, wat het vir u na die verstand gebring om nie net te gaan lê en jammer vir u te voel nie, maar u wil iets gedoen het. Hoekom loop? Hoekom dit? Verduidelik vir ons.
Ja, dis eintlik die ander geheim. baie kere as ek Noord-Kaap toe hike of ry loop, dan spandeer ek meer as die taxi se geld soontoe. En dan vra die mense vir my, wat is die use om na 'n persoon toe te gaan in die Noord-Kaap wat siek is, en jy loop soen toe, maar jy betaal 'n klomp geld vir die ouens wat jou lief gee. Die geheim van die een ding is, dat die persoon wat my geleentheid gee, vir hom moet ek vertel van die oplossing wat daar buiten is.
Wow.
En vir hom, dit is wat ek noem awareness. Die selfe soos vanoggend, toe ek die kruivende en het geloop het Tygerwillie toe, het ek iemand gekry by Glengarry en ek het hom gevra, hy moet vir my 'n foto vat. En hy het my gevra, hoekom 'n foto? Toe moet ek hom wys op my phone wat ek doen en ek moet vir hom explain.
Sure.
En daardeur het ek weer awareness
sure.
by hom gedoen.
Sure.
En die tweede geval, terwyl ek hier tussen die woonhede die mekaar raak, ek ken nie lekker die plekke nie, en want ek loop nou draaien, het ek een blanke, een Engelse oompie gekry, wat vullis uitgesit het, en ek het vir hom gevra van, hoe kan ek gauw uitkom by Old Oak straat, en het my verduidelik, en my vraag vir my, waar toe gaan ek, sê vir hom die Isling, waar toe gaan ek gaan na die Hollow restaurant toe, Hollow Tree restaurant toe, en daar gaan vraag, wat gaan maak, gaan jy gaan werk soek, of wat gaan jy maak, ek sê, nie, gaan een stukkie eet, en dan gaan ek na die radiostation toe, kyk poolpot.
Wow.
En so het ek vir hom ook verduidelik wat ek doen.
Mm.
En dit was vir hom ook 'n blessing.
Wow, thank you Lord Jesus, thank you Father.
Wow. That is powerful, Uncle Mike. You know, you are very different to a lot of other people. A lot of people get a diagnosis like that and immediately they think, oh, ek gaan dood, my lewe is oor, ek gaan maar nou net my oor gee en ek gaan lê en jammer voel vir myself en so. But you decided that even being sick in body, that you were going to do something about it. You were going to become an encouragement and inspiration to others. And that in itself is so powerful. I really want to talk about your hartse gesindheid, want dit is iemand wat besonders is, wat so kan dink. But we need to go to a song.
Oh, yes.
And then we're going to come back. And then I want to dabble with how you register and think as a person, you know, to do this, because it's not everybody that will think like that.
And it's not easy also.
And it's not easy. It's one of the toughest things to be sick in body and still to be physical. That's just the physical side. What about the mental state of that person? So let's go to a song. It's called A Thousand Thank Yous.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank
and
you,
it's
Jesus.
Sung by Sarah Groger. We'll
thank
be back.
Jesus.
Don't go anywhere, beloved.
Passion for purpose and people. Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. From the word to your heart.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Luisteraars, you are tuned in at Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. And we are speaking to Brother Michael Wynn. And Uncle Michael is a cancer survivor. But I also believe that Uncle Michael had also 2 years ago some kind of a heart attack or something, a problem with that. But, you know, through it all, man, what I get far is that, you know, through life's challenges, you know, whether that be sickness, whether that be disease, whether that met the challenges, uitdagings, you know, again, Uncle Michael het nie opgegee nie, he was still here, you know. And Uncle Michael is 39 years married. Yes, and so who is Uncle Michael is ook, hy doen like jobs, odd jobs, spare jobs,
handyman
jobs, like hy kan net loop, hy's vaardig met sy hande ook. Praise die soete naam van Jesus. Uncle Michael, die vroukie, so ek meen, toe u nou gesnoer is, hoe het sy dit nou gehandel, of hoe? Because die vrou mense sê altyd ons is babies, ons is, ja, ons is tingerig. As ek siek is, ek wil nie meer siek raak, as ek net hoes, ja, ek sê hoes alweer, kijk, hoes sê, you know. So Uncle Michael, how did she handle that? How did she, you know?
Ja, Pastor Brian, ek het 'n lieflike vroukie. Ons 39 jaar getroud. Hierdie jaar is die Here se wille is dat sal ons 40 jaar getroud
wees. Prys die naam van die Here.
En sy is eintlik, Jesus is my steunpilaar, maar sy is ook my steunpilaar. Jesus is nommer 1 en sy is nommer 2. En wat ek wil sê is dat met al hierdie diagnoses en Jesus in my lewe, is sy altyd die een wat my bystaan.
Wow.
Ek weet die tye wat ek vir haar die nieuws kom, ek gaan al die naar hospitale toe, wat dan nooit eindelijk saam nie. Maar net om vir haar daar die seer te spaar. En as ek by die huis kom en ek vertel vir haar wat die dokter sê, en dan ondersteun en onderskraag sy vir my. En baie kere van die tyd wat ek so in depressief gewees het met hierdie diagnoses en goedes, is sy die een wat my altyd gebid het.
Wow.
En as ek op die pad gaan, dan is sy die een wat my opdra.
Wow.
En van die afgelopen 6 jaar wat ek besig is met hierdie walkerij, is daar mense, ek is nou jammer om dit te noem, is daar mense wat baie sê goed is het op sociale netwerk vir my. En, maar sy is die een wat my onderskraag. En baie wil weet, hoe kry ek dat recht dat my vrou maar net aanvaar, dat ek gaan na Noord-Kaap toe, of ek gaan Oost-Kaap toe.
Ek wil gevra dit, because, you know, hulle sê moes die vrou is die government, so, you know, sy moes nou, like, you know, sy kan nie, but how does she just accept it, you, like, you know, there's an agreement, or, like, hoe werkt dit dan?
Ja, pastor, dat, jy sien dat soos ek sê, dat sy is my steunpilaar. En, dat, en sonder haar gebede sal ek ook nie eindelijk ver kom nie, behalwe dat Jesus Christus ook daar een groot rol speel in my leven en met my beveiliging en al hierdie type ding wat my staat is. En, dat. En dan sê die mense, of sekere persoonlijke sê, ja, ek het een skelmpie. Verstaan, maar en partij persoonlijk sê, wat een man wat gezond denk, sal hierdie warme paaie aanvat om in haai vir niks.
Mm-hmm.
So, maar ek weet, met hierdie hike en hierdie loopies van my, word my lewe elke keer net verleng.
Sure.
En as ek terugdink, dit is nou 6 jaar voor, die 14e van hierdie maand, Valentijnsdag, dan sal dit 6 jaar is na my diagnose van prostaatkanker en die 14 oktober 2020 was my prostaat verwijder op die Valentijnsdag daar die vrijdag en die operatie weet ek tot vandag toe nie wat gebeur het nie want ek weet ek is 12 uur die middag in en 9 uur die aand het ek my oor oopgemaak en dan weet ek my familie ver weg in my bewusijn my familie het my kom besoek in die ICU en die dokters het hulle weggewees, want hulle gesikkel met my. So vandag toe weet ek nie eindelijk om wat te rede die dokters gesê het, wat hulle gesikkel met my nie met, maar ek toe my oor kan recht oopmaak, toe ek nou my verstand kry, en na die narkose en goed om my die mekaar gemaakt het, toe sien ek is onder pijpen, en ek is onder bloedsakkies, en al hierdie type dinge, en ek het vir 7 dae, het ek geblei in ICU, waar ander persoene wat mede patiënte is van prostaatkanker wat ons ontmoet het gesê, hulle het smaak van die operatie af terug na die saal toe gegaan, maar ek het vir 7 dae, het ek intensive care.
There was a fight. There was a fight.
So, ek is dankbaar en ek is blij, en ek weet dat die Here is ontstaat om alles te doen.
Die ding wat ek, vir oggend aan Michael toe wat ek nou wakker skrik en so aan. And you know what came to my heart was the unsung heroes. The Spirit of the Lord was ministering to me about the unsung heroes. Because sometimes, you know, you get people on the on the forefront, the pulpit, and whatever the case may be. And that's great. You know, but to think about the unsung heroes, I think that was a donkey that for Jesus getransported in Jerusalem. You know, so we praat nie baie van die donkey nie. You know, but the donkey had ook sy purpose gehad. You know,
gehad,
Michael,
ja.
Sy doel gehad, ja. Ek dink aan die vrou, die heilige is nou vir my highlight, die vrou met die alabaster box, wat die box gebreek het, en vir Jesus gesalf het, en ander woord. En ek dink, en hulle praat nie baie van het, die, so wat ek probeer om te sê, Anke Michael, is dat alles wat jy doen, en alles wat aangepak is, you know, ons dank die Here vir hy mense wat te klomp nonsens praat,
This is
fuel, you know, but nothing that you do, niks wat jy doen nie, you know, it's insignificant in God's eyes, because God, you see, the beautiful thing, die mooie ding van dit is, Anke Michael, dat die Here sien jy hart, en hy ken die motief, hoekom jy dit doen, you know, en as die mens, as jy loop tot, van Kaap af na, you know, wherever jy loop, hoe ver het is, but when I believe that when you come to that person that you minister to or speak to, you're already coming with encouragement with that. That's
a
sterkte in die, want dit is wat die Here hoog ag.
Yeah.
You know, jy getrouheid en die gewillig, jy bereidswilligheid om te loop tot daar.
And I believe it's a measure of faith.
Yeah.
Stepping out. You've decided in your heart, ek gaan nie hier lê nie. Ek gaan opstaan. Ek gaan loop. You know, I'm going to not only exercise my body, but you are actually exercising your faith. And the Bible says that God is a rewarder of faith. Die Here, what is the reward in Afrikaans?
Beloon.
Halleluja. As ons op hom vertrou, en ek glo vas as jy loop, you know, you praying, you trusting God, you declaring your healing. And God honors that. Ek mean, as nou 6 jaar sê jy that you in remission. That is the miraculous. These people, So you were about, say, 56 when you got diagnosed. You know, at that age, it's very seldom that people still go into remission, you know, and for 6 years. So we believe and we declare that you are healed in Jesus'
name.
In
the name van die Here.
You are healed. And for oggend het Uncle Mike van Kryfontein geloop. How do you walk from Kryfontein to Tiger Valley? I have not even done that in my entire life.
En dis Petrus en gesond.
Petrus en gesond. I've never done that, Uncle Mike. And so you are an inspiration to me, you know, that someone like you, you know, would come along our path and just say, you know, by the strength of God, the mercy and the grace of God, that even though I've been diagnosed with a sickness that could have taken me out, I decided to trust in the Lord and I started to walk and become an activist and an awareness for those that are sick in hospital, for those that don't have hope anymore, for those that are faithless. I hope there is someone that is listening today. If you are in your radio, if you're in your car on and your radio is on and you're on this channel, I hope if you've maybe received a diagnosis and you're at the point where your faith is low, your hope is downtrodden, that you would listen today and that this would inspire you to rise, to step out in faith and to believe God. A diagnosis is not a death sentence, beloved. We always say as a church, we hear the report of the doctors, but we will only believe
the report of the Lord.
We believe and we stand on the report of the Lord.
Hallelujah. So Uncle Michael, the other thing that I just want to ask you shortly, is there any people or any organization or any person that help you maybe financially, or how do you get by? How do you, as it comes from your pocket, how do you do it? Because obviously, you know, walking from here to the Northern Cape or whatever, it costs money. Because obviously, I praat nou van as I love gaat kry, sometimes die mense wil nie verniet. You know what I'm saying? So, like, is daar enige organisasie wat vir help of hoe?
Pastor, ja, nee, wat ek wil sê is, vir hierdie 6 jaar wat ek hierdie loopies doen, ek het al baie aangeklop by verskillende dieren en baie het my al gebeloof. Dat is eindelijk een sensitieve punt wat ek ook nou zoveel oor praat, is dat ek het ook vir myself gesê, December maand, want as ek loopies doen, dan sit ek my bank persoonlijkhede op my posters en ek post dit. En ek het gevoel, jy kry so seer as mense vir jou remarks of jou goed te sê.
En
is jammer, jy vraag eindelijk van vir jou vrienden ook om te support en dan is daar niks. Maar ek het 5 jaar geleden, ek was ook op die radio gewees, ook een onderhoud, en die persoon het vir my gesê, sy sien die baie goedes wat ek doen op social netwerk en al die goedes, en ek is al sieke een miljonair van die sponsors, toe sê ek van nie cent nie.
Wow.
En ek is tevrede wat gebeur.
Okay.
My tyd is my tyd. Amen. My tyd is die Godse tyd nie.
Halleluja. Okay, hou net so die gedagte aan, Michael, ons moet gaan naar een song break, maar as ons terugkom, prijs die naam van die Here, dan gaan ons net aan.
Yeah, and I think we can also take Uncle Mike's number, and then whoever wants to contact you. But we'll do that at the end. So,
yeah.
Beloved, please don't go away. We are playing I Belong to You by Alan. I Belong to You by Alan. We'll be right back.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. What an awesome privilege and an honor it is to be. The Bible says where two or three gathers in His name, there is presence. And I believe the presence of God is die teenswoordigheid van die Here, Uncle Michael, is Isa in die plek, praise sy soete naam. I think what stand out for me in this regard, we were ending off with, you know, we're asking that, does Uncle Michael get donations, is there any help financially? You know, Uncle Michael, when God spoke to us about our ministry, we started our ministry not with finances, but with the word of God and faith in our heart, you know, because sometimes people believe that, I don't want to speak to someone today, maybe God has placed something in your heart, in your spirit, and you are waiting for the finances to make this thing happen, what God said. I want to say to you, just do it. Even if you have to do it afraid, even if you have to do it alone, but just do it. Because in that doing so, you know, God is waiting for you to step out of the boat so that He can perform the miracles and you can know this is God. And die is die Here, Uncle Michael, net vir die feit dat die Here vir u so ver gehou het 6 jaar. You know, and I believe that 2019 was a difficult year. That was the year of COVID. You know, it was a very difficult year. People were afraid. A lot of things happened, you know, now as COVID, as cancer, as
2019,
like,
it's 2020.
Everything, you know. But here we are, you know, 6 years later, look at the faithfulness of God, Uncle Michael. And I believe by faith that God will stir into the hearts of men to come and sow into this ministry or sow into your life, you know, because you didn't do it for money. You didn't, that was not the motive of your heart. You just wanted to be a blessing to somebody. And that is powerful in the sight of God. So you say, 6 years in existence, you know, no, nothing from no one, but you just kept on going. And it, even when it cost you from your own pocket, Uncle Michael?
Yeah, Pastor. Ek dink nou in die terug, soos Pastor nou praat, en dat, daar is ook een sekere radiostasie in die Swartland, wat ook goed bevriend is. En ek beweeg baie, as ek even baie beweeg, die Swartland, dan die Noordkaap toe, dan gaan loer ek altijd in daar. Maar die ou sê toe vir my, is niks om vir jou interview te gee nie. Maar jy moet nie praat oor geld nie.
Okay.
So, en dan besef ek maar, dit is maar hoe die lewe sy gang gaan. En, pas iets wonderlik gebeur, na my hartaanval, die 8 dae daar in Critical Care by Tygerberg, en na een paar maanden beweeg ek weer van die Kaap af, na Kimberley toe, na een jongman, wat testicle kanker het, en ek gaan moet om daar in die Kimberley in.
Sure.
En ek gaan moet R600 op die pad. R600, paaste.
Wow.
En ek kom daar by die jongman in Lenbeth hospitaal, een van die Grense hospitaal daar in Kimberley in. En die Here lê op my hart dat ek moet vir om een paar goedkies gaan koop voor ek om ontmoet by die hospitaal in Sobreid. Gaan koop om lekker goedkies en ek het vir my T-shirt geoorhander en vir sy pa het ek een gift gekoop. Net omdat hulle travel van Kimberley af na Appington toe, hospitaal toe. En ek het vir die paar gesê, sê baie nie. Maar dat kan daar een paar liters petrol
okay.
Voor om dier bring en so. En pas sal nie, my nie glo nie. Ek het met meer geld terug Kaap toe gegaan.
Wow.
As wat ek gegaan het Kimberley toe. En dit is die ding wat ek kan glo. Mm. Ons sien nie die goedes nie, maar jy glo. Bestaan pas en dit het is myself wat elke dag motivering nodig het.
Wow.
Bestaan pas, ek moet gaan motiveer, maar as ek nie motivering het nie, kan ek nie gaan motiveer nie.
True.
Yeah. Bestaan pas, en dit is...
Die ander ding wat ek gevraagd, oor Anke Michael, jylle gaat nou, ek het gesien somewhere op die poster, dat jy iets gaan doen met Ion Adams. Kan jy gewoon praat met ons?
Ja, pastor, ek is bevriend met pastor Ion Adams. Hy het sy eie foundation, Ion Adams foundation.
Ja.
En hy is baie actief van die kerk, is pastoor in dit. En ons kom al lang pad al saam in dit. En hy het my gevra, kan ons nie iets saam doen nie? En ons het saam gesmeld nou. Die 15de februari, is op zondag, dan gaan ek en hy loop van my huis af na die 1-1 toe. Dat is omtrent 7 kilo's.
Okay.
En daar vanaf af gaan ons in die voertuig klim en rij na Wellington. Ons op pad na Portable toe. En so gaan ons loopjes aanvat.
Okay.
En as ons so 5 kilometer voor, as die plan 5 kilometer voor Portable, dan wil ons uitklim, maar wil ons loop in Portable.
Okay.
En so. En dit is ook om vir iemand, 70 of oor 70 jarige groot man, wat pankreaskanker het, ons wil probeer iets insamel om vir hom te help met sy medische rekeninge en alle fondse wat inkom sal ons vir hom skenk. En dit is die groot plan en ons kyk uit daarna dat mense sal uitreik en ondersteun.
Wow.
Watte, so, Uncle,
Michael?
Uncle Michael. So you started this NPO, eh?
NPO.
And I just wanted to find out met watte events in geleenthede het u NPO bygesmeld, saamgesmeld?
Nee, ons het met niemand saamgesmeld. Nee,
so daar was events that you were part of, you know.
Soos verskillende kerke bedoel jy?
Yeah, and I saw on the posters, you know, that Uncle Michael was quite busy with certain things. Mm-hmm. So, if you can think of the things that you were busy with, events and so on.
Yeah, ons het ook
previously.
Jammer. Ek en my seuns het ook iets gepland om 'n insameling te maak vir die NPO. En ons het 2 jaar gelede het ons 'n sou gegee in Atlantis. Hmm. En ons het daar jong manne gevra om die sou vir ons te doen. Maar op die einde van die dag het ons R22,000 uitgegee om daar die persone te hier met die skool se gewoon wat ons gebruik het.
Hmm.
En ons verlies was R22,000
okay.
Wat ons uitgegee het om hierdie sou te doen en niemand het opgedaag nie.
Wow.
So dit was 'n groot flop gewees.
Okay.
En, maar ons is dankbaar. Ons het nog steeds geoorleef na daardie blootjie.
I think what's important to say, Uncle Michael, is that sometimes, you know, when you, as jy iets aanpak, you know, en ek het geervaar myself, as daar iets is wat die Here op jou hart nie, there'll always be opposition. Ons het een keer tot my dogter, sy het 'n girls conference gehad, man. You know, for young girls and die, en wat nog nooit geskryf, wat ons nog nooit van gehoor het nie. And so we obviously had to get people, you know, singers and worship team and instrumentalists, you know. And the money that we received, the money that we took in, we just blessed We didn't charge no one. We just wanted to do a girls' conference to the glory of God for girls. And die mense was so geldgierig, as ek het mag sê, you know, want toe ons allemaal die offering, toe gee ons het vir hulle, toe sê hulle, wat ons kan nie vir hulle diegene, die is te min geld, wat denk ons van hulle,
nog
nie genoeg en so aan te nie. But what I want to say is, in conjunction to that, man, we don't let this deter us, because we stay to the vision. Daar is een visie wat die Here vir u gegee het, daar is een foundation wat die Here op u hart geleer het, en daar is een doel wat u wil bereik, you know, and my encouragement, you know, when this things happen, we stay the course of Christ, because our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Ek onthou toe Liam gebid het vir 'n vroukie in Grootskie Hospitaal, so my seun, like, ek dink hy was 7 jaar oud, en ek gebid, ons met die persoon het ons nog geminister, you know, die gospel en whatever, en hy vrou sê, die kanker kan mense hart ook maak, cancer can make people bitter. En die vrou daar geleen, so sug en dat. En I just said, Liam, don't you want to pray for the auntie? En when Liam...
Want ons het gepraat met die auntie, ons het geprobeer om, you know, vir die gospel, ja, maar niks.
En ek kan verstaan ook, want ek ben ons bid nog, wat ons in haar gedachte ding sê, wat weet jylle die kanker,
ja.
You know what I'm saying, but we just wanted to be a blessing. So we said, Liam, don't you want to pray for the auntie? Liam was so klein hankies, en wat is jou hand so uitstek en hy bid, en toe begin hy vir hom te breek. En dus haar deurbraak vir haar, you know. So this is also the thing, Uncle Michael, you can relate to people that in that similar situation, you know, because that also speaks of you carry an anointing that when you pray for people, when you encourage people, that as that's deurbraak vir hulle. Praise his sweet name.
Amen.
So Uncle Michael gaan loop iets saam met Ion, die Ion Endem Foundation, reg?
Ja.
Dis die 15
Februarie, die Sondag.
Okay, yeah. Praise
awesome,
the name van die Here.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
We're going to quickly go to a song. It's by Trevino. We know Trevino, a wonderful man of God, and it's called Walking Tall. Enjoy, beloved.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit 729 AM. From Word to your heart.
Welcome back, beloved. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So we've been chatting to Uncle Mike. We call him Uncle Mike now. He's been such an inspiration as we've been talking to him, a cancer survivor, an activist, someone that although he got bad news, others would say, he decided to rise up, to walk for God and to believe and trust God for his healing. And it's been 6 years that he's in remission, no cancer, praise the Lord. And we
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that. Uncle Michael, we've been so blessed by you today. I want you to give your cell number to so that whoever wants to maybe
contact you,
want to also collaborate with an event, they are welcome to. And that if someone would like to sow in your life, come and support you financially, come and stand by you. So, Uncle Michael, what is your cell number?
076-54-96-237.
So you are welcome to call Uncle Michael to engage with him and to be a blessing in his life, as he shared with us that no one, that he's doing this out of his own pocket, and that he's not here obviously for any financial gain. But we know that in the body of Christ, it's better to give than to receive. And we would like to be a blessing to him.
Amen.
And Apostle Brian?
My final thoughts is, beloved, cancer is not the end. And yeah. I want to say to someone today, under the sound of my voice, you know, while there is breath in your body, hallelujah, there is a chance. While there is breath in your
Amen.
Body. Amen. So instead, what I've learned by Uncle Michael today, instead of having a pity party with a condition, he said, I'm going to rise above. I'm going to say to someone today prophetically, you know, you have to do something. If you have cancer in your body, get up. You know, if you can't get up, lift up your hands, but do something. But just don't lay in that condition. Amen. Because it's not going to change. There's something about praise. There's something about getting up and declaring, God, in the midst of everything, you are still good and
yeah.
you are still God. Can I pray quickly? Father, in the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
We come before your throne of grace and mercy, Father God. Lord, we lift up every person that has cancer or any sickness in the body. Your word said, my God, that healing is the bread of the children of the Lord. And so, Father God, today we speak supernatural healing. We pray, Father God, Lord, what the doctors cannot do, my God, you can. You are Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the healer. Thank you, Father God, for medicine. Thank you, Father God, Lord Jesus, for the professors and the doctors and those that you put wisdom in their hearts. But we declare today, Father, you are the healer. Thank you for our brother Michael, that you have, my God, graciously, Father God, kept all these years. Thank you for his marriage, for his children. Father, we speak, my God, your favor. We speak supernatural provision. Father, we declare today, Father God, Lord, Father God, that you will raise up a standard for Uncle Michael, for his family, for the foundation, and for what he is doing, Father. And we give you glory and praise. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, may God our Father be with us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you and fill you with peace. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen. 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 Amen.
Uncle Michael, just give us that number again. 076
54
Yes.
96
Yes.
237
237. Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today. We truly appreciate that you walked all the way from Kraaifontein to be with us. We do not take it lightly, and we just speak the blessing of God upon your life.
Jesus,
we pray
name.
That the Lord keep you for
yes.
many, many years, and that at 80 you will still testify about the goodness
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. Thank you, beloved.
But now we tell you, Uncle Michael, you're not going to go walking home. We say you must take a taxi now. God bless you, everybody.
God bless you, beloved.
Thank
Have
you
an
so
awesome,
much.
Awesome day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.